USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters in the West are gaining some ground against huge wildfires as the winds have died down. The air quality here in southern Oregon is hazardous, and it's unsafe to even be outside. So far, 5 million acres have been scorched.
It's so much ash, so much smoke, it's sad.
She lives near the Bobcat Fire, which is raging in Southern California. The search is on for dozens of people who are missing in Oregon. Annette Newell from KXO.
Oregon State Police, for the first time, are using a mobile morgue they trained on for 12 years for a worst-case scenario.
This impacts family so much.
Captain Tim Fox says doctors, pathologists, forensic anthropologists, and volunteers are in a team of 75 working on the mobile morgue using equipment for fingerprinting, dental and x-ray stations, and a refrigerated section for bodies.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I love the product. It's making me feel young again. I'm 84 years old, and I feel 50. So I'll tell you, it is a wonder. And that's why I want to make sure that I always get it on time. I don't want to miss a dose.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Gulf Coast is watching for Hurricane Sally. The Category 1 storm is approaching and expected to make landfall sometime soon.
It's a very slow-moving storm that's going to drop a lot of rain, have significant storm surge on the Gulf Coast there, and she has 80-mile-per-hour sustained winds.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey is telling people in the Mobile area to leave their homes if they still can. The city of Louisville, Kentucky has agreed to pay the family of Breonna Taylor $12 million to settle a civil wrongful death lawsuit filed after the black woman was shot and killed when police served a no-knock warrant at her home.
As part of this settlement, Louisville Metro Government agrees to make several important policy changes. First, to build stronger community connections between our police officers and the people they serve.
Mayor Greg Fisher. Taylor's friends and family continue to call for criminal charges to be filed against the officers involved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A country in Asia is now considering defending its people against non-humans. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Japan's starting to take the topic of UFOs more seriously as the Japanese defense minister laid out some instructions yesterday for what that country's self-defense forces should do in the event of a major close encounter. The SDF, which is charged with protecting Japan's airspace, now under orders to record any such aerial phenomenon that may potentially pose a threat to its national security so they can be carefully analyzed. The instructions follow a meeting with the U.S. Defense Chief Mark Esper recently, where that issue was brought up as a potential new area of Japan-U.S. security cooperation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are going down. The prices at the pumps have dropped 3.3 cents, with the national average at $2.17 per gallon. That's the lowest it's been in many weeks. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, the prices could go even lower later this week.
The national average remains 39 cents lower than last year's tally of 2.57 per gallon and likely will continue heading lower as oil prices have plunged, surrounding concerns about oil and gasoline demand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.